Well, now to President Trump's tweets. Even the Russians are distancing themselves from Trump's claims that then-President Obama tapped his phones during the campaign. When asked about that today, President Putin's spokesperson said the Kremlin should not in any way be linked to U.S. domestic issues. Well, of course, U.S. officials say Russians are linked to U.S. issues. Two of Trump's cabinet nominees have had to either bow out or recuse themselves because of meetings with Russians. But Trump is calling for an investigation into President Obama's alleged wiretapping, even though FBI Director James Comey reportedly told the Justice Department to reject those claims. How did we get here? Well, it's partly a media story, so let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Robin.
And trace this for us. Start with firebrand conservative radio host Mark Levin. Briefly, for people who don't know, who is he?
Sure. He's a trained lawyer. He served in a couple of roles in relatively senior positions as an aide to top officials in the Reagan administration some decades ago. And since then, after being a frequent host on a lot of conservative shows, became his own radio presence and really has tapped a vein. He's got quite a following. And he's not just a conservative figure, but often espousing relatively radical positions about the need to reinvent the Constitution and the government and ways in which we think about society. He's after being a never-Trumper who supported Ted Cruz for the presidency, he's relatively all aboard. And he was the guy who made this fateful broadcast.
Right. He's a fierce critic of President Obama. He's long said we've had a silent coup in this country because of Obama's policies like health care. And that's a reference
that's right.
Yeah, to this. There was a widely condemned post-Watergate book that claimed that Nixon's removal from office was a coup, a silent coup. So here is a clip from, as you referenced, Mark Levin's show when he made this allegation about Barack Obama and wiretapping last Thursday night.
Barack Obama and his surrogates who were supporting Hillary Clinton and their party, the Democrat Party, who were using the instrumentalities of the federal government, intelligence activities, to surveil members of the Trump campaign and to put that information out in the public.
And David, he always yells, but that claim makes its way where?
Well, it makes its way into Breitbart, which, as we know, is one of the regular briefing sources of the Trump administration. Breitbart's Joel Pollack wrote a long piece folding in some other stuff, but leaning very heavily on Levin's analysis and claims and contentions. To say that, in fact, this is something the Obama administration did with intent and you know, that President Obama did. So that seems to have inspired very directly a series of tweets that we saw play out you know, late in the weekend.
The early Saturday morning, you have President Trump tweeting out, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. This is McCarthyism." Look, David Gergen, speechwriter for both Republican and Democrats, says this is the first time a sitting president has accused a former president of a crime. But we then hear the White House defense. They are saying that they heard about Obama wiretapping in mainstream media. Here's the president's principal deputy press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is on ABC's This Week on Sunday with Martha Raddatz. It starts with Huckabee Sanders.
Multiple outlets have reported this. All we're saying is let's take a closer look. Let's look into this. If this happened, if this is accurate, this is the biggest overreach and the biggest
scandal.
But you're not
saying let's look into this. The president of the United States is accusing the former president of wiretapping him.
I think that this is, again, something that if this happened, Martha,
if.
David Folkenflik, Sanders and others repeating that on today's morning shows that the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, other outlets all reported this. What does she mean?
Well, there's a lot of conflation and a lot of rhetorical jujitsu going on there. What she's doing is she's alluding to reports in the New York Times and other news organizations that, in fact, the FBI has been looking at the links between Russia and a number of figures with links to Trump and his campaign. The former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is being investigated by the FBI for, you know, close to a year now. Roger Stone's link. Stone's been an advisor to Trump for years. And this figure sort of more on the periphery, it appears, in terms of foreign policy. A guy named Carter Page has begged the Justice Department to stop investigating him. But their investigations of those folks, very different than the claim that the former President Obama personally ordered that the FBI wiretap the presidential candidate Donald Trump at Trump Towers. Very different.
Yeah, in order to do that, he would have had to ask the court for a FISA order. The courts would only have granted that if the Obama administration had just cause. And as we heard over the weekend, James Clapper, former intelligence chief, told Chuck Todd on NBC, there were no FISA requests. no tapping ever of Trump Tower that he knew. Look, David, in the seconds we have, what is the headline of this media story?
So there are two things going on, one of which is that President Trump is creating sort of an alternative intelligence source by relying on sources like Breitbart News and Mark Levin for things that are unsubstantiated and seemingly somewhat reckless claims. Whatever the truth proves to be, he's not offering it. The second media story is that, you know, this is the projection presidency. Donald Trump has been accused and his White House has been accused of trying to cover things up. They've been accused of behaving in ways toward the Russians or towards law enforcement that appear to be reckless.
Yeah.
In this way, they're saying, no, this is all our predecessors. Those guys are the ones doing the things you're accusing us of.
David, thanks as always.